Welcome to 12 Tribes of Israel Congregation.
Visit us at riseisrael.com or 12t.co.
Our toll-free number is 888-447-1695.
You can email us at scribe@riseisrael.com.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Today we're going to go into the topic called For the Generations. And usually when we go over this lesson, we talk about some of the problems that are common among our people. And the fact that we are able to find solutions within the Bible. Although most of our people do not read the scriptures for that, they should. They should go into their Bibles and look at what changes they can make to their lives so that the future generations will not be affected by our mistakes. Because that's the thing that's problematic with our people that we want to talk to you about today. Our people do not hold themselves accountable for their actions. And the Bible tells you, in the scriptures, it tells you that we must look at our actions and understand that there's a cause and effect in everything that we do. The Heavenly Father, He judges us based on our doings. So we must judge ourselves, examine ourselves, so we could prevent issues for our children and for the future generations that are coming. In the book of Romans chapter 14 and verse 12, it says this: "So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God." And what that means is one day, on judgment day, we're going to stand before the Heavenly Father and give account, meaning we're going to be measured by our actions. But let's not go so far into the end. This scripture applies to today. There's so many things that we do today that actually affect our children and our households and ourselves. We must give account. We must hold ourselves accountable because God is holding us accountable of what we do, to the point where they are considered generational curses have been passed down due to the fact that we refuse to keep the commandments of God and reject them as invalid. Oh, that's for back then. I'm not going to do that. That don't make no sense. And you think you have a modern solution, but here it is that time and time again, we're suffering the same conditions. So if we don't hold ourselves accountable, what's going to happen is you're going to keep waiting on someone to fix this problem for you. Basically, continue living the same problem over and over. You're going to have grandchildren and see your grandchildren go through the same problems that you went through and that your grandfather went through. And you don't want that. We got to stop the vicious cycle of the curses that are coming upon us because we're not obedient to what is right. What is right? Let's find out. Let's go to the book of Psalms. We're going to go to the book of Psalms chapter 33. Because what is right according to us might not be right according to God. So in the book of Psalms chapter 33, we're going to read verse 4. It says, "For the word of the Lord is right." And that's what we have to realize. The word of the Heavenly Father has always been right. Past generations have gone through the same thing we did when you read in the Bible, and they were able to solve their issues once they applied what God said, meaning applied His commandments, His laws, His statutes, His judgments. Once they did what He said, their situation got fixed. The people of Israel, which were scattered through many nations, went through slavery, lost their culture, and were in poverty and had sickness and had so many, many issues. Once they started applying the commandments of God, they got into God's good graces and favor. But more importantly, their actions were of understanding. So it made a change for them individually first, then for their households, then for their communities, until the point where they became built up again as a nation and kingdom. And that's what we want. That's what we want for our people. We want our people to be able to understand with this lesson that you could solve most of your problems on your own by the power of God, by the keeping of the commandments. It says here, "For the word of the Lord is right and all His works are done in truth." What does it mean, all His works are done in truth? There's no hypocrisy with God. There's no lies. There's no confusion with the Heavenly Father. Everything that He teaches is truth. It deals with correct science. It deals with correct understanding. It deals with ways that might seem simple, but yet effective. And that's what we have to acknowledge, that the ways of the Most High have always been the best thing to do. It says in verse 5, He loveth righteousness and judgment. Who's the He? The Heavenly Father. He loves when we do right. And He loves judgment. What is judgment? The outcome, the sentence. If you do evil, you get evil. If you do good, you get according to the good that you do. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, meaning the earth is full of the Most High's mercy, righteousness. We see it day to day, how the Heavenly Father gives us a chance to repent before the second coming of Christ. So therefore, when we are learning the scriptures, we're not only learning for spiritual reasons. We're learning also for the fact that we want to improve our lives. We want to have peace in our households. We want to have peace in our community. We want to have brotherhood, sisterhood. We want to have good marriages. We want to have our children grow up in a stable situation. But here it is that most of you look to politicians or look to religious leaders who are really about worldly ways. And these men are carrying you along to the same problem for the next generation. They're not giving you solutions. They'll give you a great speech about what you're going through. And I know you could relate. Anybody could relate if someone is explaining the hardships that you're having. But here it is that what we want to hear now is how can we fix some of these hardships? How can we fix some of these problems? And is it possible that we could change it for the future generation? From there, let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 58 and let's read from verse 12. It says here in Isaiah 58 and 12, And they that shall be of thee. Now that's a very important part of this verse. Because it's telling you, they that are from you. Meaning, why are we looking to the other nations to fix our problems? They couldn't even see that we were going through racial systematic problems. Constantly suffering certain conditions because of the system that was created to keep us under the curses. They couldn't even see that they got white privilege. So why do we go to them for solutions? Why do you think that politics is going to help you? Why we go to politicians to solve our problems when they don't change the policies and the laws of the land to help fix our problems? Instead, they give you something that seems like a solution, but in reality, it's keeping you docile, still in the same condition. And that's what we got to realize. If we want our problems fixed, we got to look from within us. They that shall be of thee, that's what God said. They that shall be of thee. And that starts with the generation that is living now, teaching the youth the truth of the Heavenly Father, teaching them righteousness, teaching them judgment, teaching them how the Heavenly Father's ways is always right. And if you follow it, you will be blessed. As we read on, it says, They that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. What does that mean? They shall build the old waste places. Look at our households. They're broken. Look at all the problems that are in our communities. These things could be fixed by us, is telling us the scriptures. We could go back and look how far back it has been an issue among us. But yet, the Most High says through His truth, through His word, we will be able to build up the ruins of many generations. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Meaning that if we build a foundation among our people, we could build our households. We could build ourselves up. First individually, then to our household, then to our communities, and then to our nation. Our people need to be built up from the ground up. From the foundation. But we got to acknowledge that foundation we used to have of religion that our forefathers gave us, of politics that our forefathers gave us, and all the different marching and the solutions that we thought were going to be good, having a black president, black mayors, and all these different things that we thought were going to work. We got to realize that many generations have already passed and the conditions are remaining the same. So therefore, we got to look within. We got to look within ourselves and take accountability for what we're doing. Are we a part of the problem? Are we causing this problem to continue? Are we stopping the solution from actually happening? And in some cases, the answer is yes. We're the ones that are causing our condition to stay the same way because we're looking everywhere else but the place that the Most High told us. Remember, he's the one that's punishing us for our sins. Therefore, he's the one that could also bless us and remove these conditions from us, which he said he will do if we return back to him. As we read on, it says here in verse 12, Isaiah 58 and verse 12, "Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach." And that means that we will have the ability to be able to repair. We will have the ability to be able to build. We will be able to have the ability to set a new foundation, a strong foundation, replace the old waste with a new strong way. It says, "Thou shalt be the repairer of the breach." A breach is like, imagine you having a crack on the wall, and that wall, if it's not fixed, is going to cause the whole house to fall. That's in the condition that we're in right now. Our condition is we have a messed up foundation. We have broken walls all over. And if we don't fix it, this whole house is going to collapse on top of us. "Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." We have to restore the old way that we need to walk in. A lot of our people don't know what direction to go into. Like, imagine having a son or having a daughter, and once they grow old enough, they don't even know what career they should take. So they think that the only solution they have is become a drug dealer or a basketball player or a rapper or become a stripper or become a prostitute. You know, our people don't look at what is the right way that we should be walking in. What should be the way that we should teach our children to go in? What is the path that will lead us to the kingdom of the Heavenly Father? This scripture is such a foundation for us to be able to repair ourselves. We have to acknowledge that it's coming from within us. "They that shall be of thee." So let's stop looking at these politicians. Let's stop looking at these false religious leaders. Let's look at within ourselves and let's start fixing ourselves first. You got to look within you. And then you could go and correct your wife, correct your children, correct your household, and speak out in your communities about how they need to return to righteousness. Because we can't be hypocrites. We have to free ourselves from the lies and receive truth. And once we do that, then you will be free. Let's go to the book of St. John, chapter 8 and verse 32. Because that's what Christ was teaching us. Truth. Truth. Where are we going to get truth from? Where are we going to find answers from? St. John 8 and 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What is that going to make you free from? First, from sin. Then, and you're no longer a servant to sin, and now you become a servant to God, you're going to be free from some of the troubles that come by committing sin. You're going to be free from the issues that people deal with constantly because of the errors that they make. Because if you're dealing according to truth, you're not going to be dealing according to lies, according to deceit, according to hate, according to all the things that are causing so much wickedness among our people. Let's go from there to St. John 17 and verse 17. And hopefully this will wake you up, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge that there are in fact ways that we could fix our problems, but we want to direct you to the source of the information that you're going to get. It's going to be coming from the Bible. Therefore, if you have a problem being obedient to God, you're going to continue living a cursed and a wicked life. You're going to continue suffering. You're going to continue in the conditions and the problems. And you're going to be complaining. But then don't complain if you're not willing to hold yourself accountable. Then understand that you're causing your children to fail. You're setting them up for failure. So in St. John 17, 17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth." To sanctify means to cleanse. There's so much filth that we have learned over many generations that needs to be repaired. So much filth that we got to remove from within our minds and from within our households. We need to be cleansed. We need to be sanctified, made holy again. "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." So the word of the Heavenly Father is the truth, and we need to put our trust in that. With that, we want to give all praise and honor to the Most High in Christ. And we hope that you, brothers and sisters, stick along for some of the solutions that we will be presenting you with pertaining to different problems and conditions that our people suffer. Shalom.